USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Still challenging the vote. Speaking at a press conference in Philadelphia on Saturday, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the Trump campaign will continue to dispute the election results in Pennsylvania. Alleging that Republican observers were not allowed to watch the counting of ballots, Giuliani said the campaign would be taking further legal action.
And we have no way of knowing, because we were deprived of the right to inspect, if a single one of those ballots is legitimate. That is unheard of, it's illegal, it's unconstitutional, and we will be bringing an action challenging that. And I emphasize to you, it's only one of the many other infirmities in this election.
The results of Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are being contested by the Trump campaign, or are so close that they have not been called as of Saturday. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all the legal challenges are resolved. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump's campaign has filed a lawsuit in Arizona alleging some votes in Maricopa County were incorrectly rejected. According to the suit, some voters' ballots were rejected after they were incorrectly marked overvotes and automatically disqualified. The suit is asking that all purported overvoted ballots be manually inspected. This suit joins challenges already filed in Pennsylvania. Other suits in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania have either been dismissed or are still pending. Three earthquakes shook Alaska's largest city Saturday morning. The epicenter for all three quakes was about 20 miles north of Anchorage, with the largest measured at a strength of 5.0 on the Richter scale. Tremors of 3.9 and 4.4 followed within 3 hours of the first quake. There have been no immediate reports of damage. Eta has re-strengthened into a tropical storm in the Caribbean Sea and is heading for Cuba. The storm re-strengthened after moving offshore Friday from Central America and is tracking for central Cuba. It's expected to turn towards Florida on Sunday and could hit the Keys and South Florida late Sunday into Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As new COVID cases and hospitalizations rise in the United States, we could be facing a shortage of some personal protective equipment. Kenneth Burns has the details from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
We're learning of the shortage as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. The U.S. set yesterday another record in the number of cases being reported in a single day. Dr. Uchi Blackstock is an emergency medicine physician. She told CBS News why we are looking at shortages now.
One, because the time between the apex here in New York City and now, there was no national strategy for procuring more personal protective equipment. So that's one. And then also, we don't only have hospitals taking care of patients that need a PPE, but we're reopening outpatient clinics and private practices that also need personal protective equipment.
Makers of the so-called N95 mask are struggling to keep up with demand. 3M, the largest domestic manufacturer of those masks, which filter out at least 95% of very small particles, including viruses, told CBS that U.S. and global demand for PPE, or personal protective equipment, continues to far exceed supply for the entire history. From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
In top 25 action earlier today, number 13 Indiana beat number 23 Michigan 38-21. It was the Hoosiers' first win over Michigan since 1987. Number 20 USC got by Arizona State 28-27. Number 22 Texas beat West Virginia 17-13. And number 25 Liberty beat Virginia Tech 38-35 to remain undefeated. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.